the business doesn't need to fund your lifestyle. Your regular job or jobs is doing that. And then if you decide to start a business, that's going to be like just adding to your war chest.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your man, Brandon Carter, and you are listening to the Victory Talk Podcast. This is the podcast where we show you how to build your money, muscle, and mindset. I give you the lessons that I learned over my career building several multi-7-figure businesses. And every once in a while, I bring in my successful multi-millionaire friends to teach you their lessons as well. No matter what podcast platform you're tuning into, make sure you follow us there because we are dropping new content that's going to help you succeed. Now, let's get into today's episode.
This is a big misnomer that's prevalent in society that you can't get rich if you have a 9-to-5 job. That's wrong. I want to show you that's wrong, and I want to show you how you can get rich even if you have a 9-to-5 job. I've known people who've done it, and I'm going to share with you what I've learned from them. Now, I used 9-to-5 jobs to help get the capital I needed to start my own businesses, right? But the problem with starting your own business is risk, responsibility, and having employees is a fucking headache, a nightmare. I mean, not my video guys. They're the best. I'm talking about all the other ones. The guys editing this video, they're amazing. I wish all my employees could be like that, but alas, that's not the case. But seriously, there was times, you know, when I was coming up running this business where I wanted to just quit. I wanted to quit. And I think every entrepreneur has. You don't have to have your own business to get rich. And I'm going to show you how you can do that right now with a job. So the first thing you need to do is understand the relationship between your expenses and your income. Very first thing you have to do to get rich while working a 9-to-5 job is to make sure that your income doubles your expenses, right? And there's different ways to go about that. First thing you do, you can obviously lower your expenses. So what I do, you can watch old ass videos of me talking about this shit, is I use something called mint.com, and I have all my accounts. Everything is linked to that. And I track all my spending and categorize it every day, right? Every dollar I spend and every dollar I make, kind of like tracking my macros with my business, kind of like the way I track my macros with my body, or I keep a scale with me and I weigh all my food. Even when I go to restaurants, I treat my finances the same way because it's actually more important. And you know, every once in a while, I catch things that I need to cancel, right? And when I was first starting out, I really tried to lower my expenses to as low as they can be while maintaining comfort, you know, a certain standard of living. So you got to lower your expenses, get your expenses in check. Maybe even if you do that, you're not going to be making enough to have your income be twice as much as your expenses, right? So you might have to get a second job. You guys know my story. I've told it a trillion times. I used to, you know, after my father killed himself, I started waking up at 4 a.m. training people in the gym. Then I would work security at the Prada store in Soho. And then after that, I worked for my boy's moving company. And on the weekends, you know, I did that 5 days a week. And on the weekends, I trained people in the morning and I managed my boy's restaurant in Queens for the rest of the day. I was the weekend manager of the restaurant. And I was 12, 14 hours days every day for 2 years. Maybe you don't have to go that hard. Right. When I was doing this, it was during the recession. You know, I have a college degree. I just couldn't get a high paying job. There was people with master's degrees working at Starbucks, like real shit, you know. So maybe you don't have to go that hard. Maybe you should get just one part time job. Right. But whatever you do, you have to have your income twice as much as your expense. That's step one. So if it's get a new job, get another job, get a part time job, start working, start driving Uber after work, whatever you got to do, make that happen. Oh, what if I got 18 kids and it's easy for you? You don't got 30 kids like me. Listen, I ain't tell you to have unprotected sex that many times, all right? Don't get mad at me for your poor decisions, man. And stop blaming your fucking family for your inadequacies. I hope your kids never find out that you've been blaming your failure on them. Like a man does that. I hope they never find out about you doing that shit. I digress. Now that we're making twice as much as we need, we want to deploy that extra income into another area. Now you can start another business if you want. You can start a side business. Now you got some capital and it's going to be easier and less stressful because you don't have to worry about your food and shelter, right? You don't, the business doesn't need to fund your lifestyle. Your regular job or jobs is doing that. And then if you decide to start a business, that's going to be like just adding to your war chest, right? And you're going to keep just reinvesting in the business, going to keep adding, right? Or if you never want to start another business, because it is overrated. I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's overrated because of like the risk. You know, 80% of businesses fail. Invest that other half, right? Real estate, stock market, those are your only options, like probably at this level, right? Real estate or the stock market. And for example, let's go, let me pull something up for you. All right. So let's say you're going to start with an investment. Let's say you're going to start with $2,000. Yeah, the average American makes around 50K a year. So if you're working twice as much, you should be able to, you could put away $50,000, $4,000 a month, right? Boom. And if you did that for, let's say, just 10 years, right? You know, the average return from both the stock market and from real estate is about 10%, right? Boom. Let's compound it. Boom. All right, 10 years, you'd have close to $1 million. That's not enough time, right? So if you're 20, by the time you're my age, you'd have 2 million. You know what I'm saying? Over 2 million, close to 3 million. Here's the thing. If you're not going to start your own business, it's going to be slow. This is almost guaranteed to work. Where a business, 80% of businesses fail, right? It's going to be a lot of ups and downs, a lot of heartaches, a lot of fucking struggle. But if you just put money aside if you could put $4,000 a month into the market, you could just buy a simple index fund for 20 years, man. Yo, you can make close to $3 million. That's not bad. And like, you know, you'll be a millionaire. If you're 20 now, you start doing this. By the time you're 40, you'll be my age. You'll be a multimillionaire, right? Anybody can do this. Anybody can do this. But this is what it's going to take, right? Now, that's the problem. You know, if you don't want to start your own business, it's going to be slower, but it's less risk. So it's either like it's guaranteed money versus let's see what happens, right? You know, 80% of businesses fail. Like you wouldn't buy a car if 80% of them blew up. Like if 80% of them exploded, you wouldn't get on a plane if 80% of them crashed. Business is super risky. This is basically the game plan if you don't want to start your own business or if you have a job or if you like your job. You've got to figure out a way to make twice as much as you earn. Either that's lowering expenses. It's probably going to be a combination of lowering expenses and increasing income. You might have to get another job, right? But you want to be able to put away enough money every month and invest it. All right, guys, hope you've been enjoying this episode so far and you're getting lots of value from it. On the Victory Talk podcast, our goal is to help you guys make money, build muscle, and improve your mindset with brand new episodes every day. And we're not trying to sell you a bunch of stuff. There's no sponsors like these other guys. They're trying to sell underwear on their podcasts, some fucking bullshit that someone paid them to do. I ain't doing none of that. So if you found value in this at all, man, please write a review because it's really going to help us put out more content, help more people make more money, build their muscle, and improve their mindset. Now enjoy the rest of the show.
Let's bring this down to something more manageable for a lot of you guys, right? $2,000 a month, boom, that gets you like a million. You know what I'm saying? 1.3 million. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can do this. You can do this. The compound interest. It's the compound. You can do this. All of you can do this with enough work. Like, you can make an extra $2,000 a month working at fucking Foot Locker part time. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody in the first world country can do this. You know, it's just going to take sacrifice for 20 years, though. That's the problem, right? And most of you guys won't do this, for sure. Like, it sounds cool. Like, I used to see shit like this or read shit like this when I was in my 20s. I was like, I ain't going to wait till I'm 40 to ball. So I get it. If you want to speed this shit up, you're probably going to have to start your own business or get a super high-paying job. So the other option is to get a super high-paying job. And if you didn't go to college, that's going to be difficult. I'm going to be honest with you. That's going to be super difficult. Unless, of course, there's one job I can think of that almost anyone can do that pays a lot of money if you're good, and that's sales, right? If you work in sales, you can make a lot of money, right? I got people on my sales team who made over $300,000 this year. All my sales guys made six figures. Motherfuckers didn't go to college or no shit like that, man. These motherfuckers are not employable anywhere else, right? But they're good at sales. And sales is the sweet spot between having your own business
and be an entrepreneur. The only risk comes because, you know, you only eat what you kid, right? You're getting paid off commission, right? So there's no guaranteed money, but upside is way higher. However, the risk is way lower. If you fail in business, you might fail in business and end up owing money, like especially if you took out loans or borrowed money or some shit. And then, you know, it's a fucking big failure. If you fucking don't make money as a sales guy, you know, the fucking rent may be late, but you'll fucking make it, you know, some shit. It's not as much risk. And nobody's dependent on you, right? And you don't have to manage employees. So managing employees, when people talk about these, they have these big companies with all these employees, that's not a flex. That's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. When somebody tells me they have like hundreds of employees, I'm like, oh, deals, meals. You know, like I would never want that. I feel like I got too many. Might be have to let some of these motherfuckers go. Not the video guys, of course. Of course. Get them raises. Maybe one day. It's like, yo, when you have employees like having a bunch of kids, right? If they have a problem, it's your problem. Motherfuckers die in their family, that's your problem. It's like, man, this bitch fucking died. I didn't tell her to smoke all them cigarettes. But now I got to deal with it. Because your auntie wouldn't stop smoking cigarettes. That's my problem now. I got to figure that shit out, right? Is every problem they have is your problem. It can be difficult. You know, a salesperson is like you have your own business without all of that, right? The only risky part is if you don't make sales, you don't eat. You know what I'm saying? But if you get good, man, it's like you can write your own. It's the perfect job. I used to fantasize about quitting my business and selling fucking used cars. Like I used to fantasize it because, like, oh, man, I could just do the fucking best part. I could just make the sale at the lot and I don't have to give a fuck what happens after they drive off the lot. If something's wrong with the car, hey, man, that's Honda's problem. Honda got to fix that shit for them. I did my job. When you're on a business, now you got to fulfill that sale. Something happens with the product, that's your problem. You got to handle customer service. You got to also handle getting the customers in the door. You got to handle the marketing as well. But a sales guy, I ain't got to do none of the marketing, man. I just show up, fucking close the sale, go home. The entrepreneur has to do the marketing to attract the customer, has to handle the sale, to handle all the customer service. Every problem that happens, that's the entrepreneur's problem, has to do the accounting. You know, has to know the numbers, manage every aspect of it, human relations, taxes, all that. Sales guy, he ain't got to do it. Right? So think about it. I got sales guys, like my best friend, White Boy Brian. He's like head of the sales team. He's made close to 400K this year. And without none of the responsibility, man, I think it's a good trade-off, right? And his expenses are super low. Like super duper low, because he's not like all flashy and shit like me and shit. His expenses are super low and he invests, I don't know, Brian probably invests, he invests at least 80% of his income. And he's been doing that for years. So he's got like millions of dollars put away just from making a lot of money from his job and investing the rest. And you could do that too. Yeah, you can do that too. If you don't have a high paying job, then you got to get another job. But the key is to make at least twice as much as your expenses and invest the rest, and over a long period of time can and will make million. All right guys, hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, thank you for listening to this all the way to the end. And in case you're looking for more free content and more free stuff that'll help you make money, build your muscle and your mindset, join our free Victory Unit Discord channel. It's 100% free. And I have free courses in there that you can download right now, today, 100% free. And we're putting new courses in there all the time. We're in there answering your questions. There's a group of people who are super serious about obtaining elite level success. And if that's you, go ahead and join the Discord. But don't join, you know, if you want to be average or mediocre. That's not the place for you. You won't find anything for you there, right? If you want to be a regular guy who does regular shit until you die, that's cool. I'm sure you got redeeming qualities. The Victory Unit Discord, you won't find a lot of value for you. Now, if you're a guy who's hell bent on success and will not allow anything to stop him from accomplishing his goals, you fucking need to join the Victory Unit Discord. You need to stop whatever you're doing, whatever it is. It's not more important than joining the Victory Unit Discord right now. I don't care if you're holding a baby. You know what I'm saying? If you're at work, put the baby down, walk out of that meeting, join the Victory Unit Discord right now, right? It's the most important thing you'll do if you're serious about success. And in case you're into video podcasts, you can find and watch this episode on my YouTube channel as well. All right? Holla at y'all. Peace.